Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first seasonal episode of the Morphe Awards.
Yeah, so
I am one of your hosts, Josh,
and I am your other host, Jake. And today we're gonna be presenting a whole bunch of awards to a whole bunch of different Power Ranger moments from season one. Some of them were suggested by you. If you were one of
He's
two
not
people.
Talking about me. I am woefully unprepared for this.
Literally one of them was suggested by you. One of them was co-suggested, because you suggested it, and then so did somebody else. So,
yep.
Before we start, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at morphingrid, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphingrid. And we're on iTunes if you want to leave us a rating and review. Season 2 is right around the corner. What better way to start? I'm boosting that score up a little bit. We got 2 to go till we're at 10, so like, if you haven't, maybe you should think about it. It'd be cool to you. Anyway, on to the Morphes. I'm very excited about this. This might change next season, if we're a little more prepared.
We're, as in me.
Both of us. I didn't write down any answers.
Oh, perfect. I don't even know what half the categories are.
That'll be fun. Okay, so I put the call out to you, the listeners, for any suggestions on categories, and I only got 2 because you guys are busy. I get it. I didn't think of any categories, and I run this show. But thank you to Reddit user NeoMegaRyuMark2 and Joe on Twitter, that's just their name. The Twitter handle is at THFCFan6. So thank you guys for your categories. Some of them are really good. There's also one other
Hopefully
person.
I can remember enough from season one.
I literally...
To not just have all my answers be from like the one episode.
Before you came in, I was listening to snippets of different episodes that we had done. And reading just to see.
Good. You might have to jog my memory because I just need someone to mention it and I'll remember, right? But I can't just pull it up.
I'm hoping that
my control F function is broken.
it's bound to a different key thing, and you don't remember which one that was, and you can't look it up because your control F is broken. There was also, we got another one on Reddit, but I think they misunderstood the question 100%.
Let's save that for the end.
So, I didn't write it down, but I know what it was, and we'll save it for the end.
Okay.
You'll see what I mean when we get there, but we're gonna do the first one, which after season one will get better, because there's a clear choice, there's a clear answer to this. First category is... best facial expression.
Now look, okay. Obviously, this is the sneering babe, right?
1,000,000% yes.
However, I am inclined to vote for Sad Babu.
Oh. Sad.
He's,
Sad Babu is pretty great. The other one that was suggested by Joe, the other one that they put forward is... Kimberly at the play when
she's just
like, because I feel like when I make that noise, you know exactly what face she's making, even if you've never seen Power Rangers before in your life. You can just immediately tell what looks like as far as a facial expression. So we got the easy one out of the way because
So the winner is
the sneering babe with honorable mention to Babu and Kimberly.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Yeah. The second category, I'm going to jump back and forth between them. This is going to be a little bit...
They're all in order to me, regardless of how you say it.
This is going to be a little trickier.
All right.
Best character development.
Hope we have some music to underlay over this.
I'm going to cut out a lot of dead air.
Okay.
I'm already prepared to cut out a lot of dead air. I have an answer. But I don't know if it's necessarily character development as much as it is character consistency.
Right. Because, like, character development, what's jumping out at me is that one episode where Trini suddenly has and suddenly conquers her fear of heights.
Episode 2, high five.
But that's not character development, because it doesn't come up again.
In fact, the episode of The Morphin Grid was called Rapid Character Development. I feel like that, if we were doing, like I said, next year, it might be a little more put together. So we might have, like, choices for each category, or we might do, like, a best and worst.
Yeah. Now that we got, like, good categories, we can just...
We can start with these.
We can watch,
and, like, yeah.
like, with that in mind.
So, mine is... I mean, there's obviously Billy would be a good choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Billy over the season going from nerd who can't lift his arms at the same rate to guy who kills putties with buckets while backflipping all over the place.
Yeah.
That's pretty good character development.
I don't know if this is another category and I'm going to ruin anything, but just the friendship between Jason and Zach.
That is another category, and you did ruin it.
We'll just cut that then. And
no, it's fine.
I'll save it. It's like a relationship development that probably still counts as character development, right?
Right. Yes.
Because there's a lot of subtle things where you can tell that Austin St. John and...
They know each
and
other.
And Walter
more.
Jones are friends.
Yeah.
Like,
my choice is, and like I said, this is character consistency, is Zach's fear of bugs.
Yeah.
Because he does, it is a kind of a development, because he does get over it, air quotes.
He still hates them, but like, he'll fight them.
Yeah,
now.
But like.
He's not screaming. But yeah, it evolved into like a, ew, bugs, and not just a, that's a bug. Ah!
Yeah.
Scream in their face until you pass out.
Yeah, like and like I said, it is consistent the whole time, because like, he gets over the fear, but he doesn't, it never goes away. He just learns to live with it, but it still is there, and I really like that. So that's my choice.
Yeah.
But I do like the actual development of the real-life relationship between Walter Jones and Austin St. John. All right, so we're going to give the award to Zach.
I'm going
to
give it to Zach.
Okay. Honorable mention to Billy, and then Austin St. John and Walter Jones.
Being bros.
Yeah, being buddies. Next category, favorite putty murder.
Trini.
Trini kicking one in the spine so hard he dies.
Yeah. I can't think of any other specific ones besides that one. Because there's a lot of them just kicking putties until they die.
The other ones that jump out to me are everything during the Pineapple the Clown episode, where they fought him in a fair.
Yeah.
And like they would get stuck to rides and die that way. I like that. Yeah, that's the one that really sticks out. The last couple episodes had really good putty fights. The last couple proper episodes that we watched had really good putty fights. But I think it has to go to Trini kicking one in the front so hard that it hits a tree and dies.
It didn't just disappear. No, the guy inside that putty suit is dead.
We've never seen him again. Also, it's eggnog season, and I apparently like eggnog now. Which is fun character development for me.
We'll give you an honorable Morphe.
Yeah.
It's our show. Do what we want.
Yeah. We run this, literally. This is one that you thought up. Best fight scene.
Yeah, that was a category I thought up.
Yep.
Wish I had had an answer for it.
I have an answer.
Okay.
But I feel like all of these so far have been me giving...
Well, no, say yours.
Okay. It's the Terminator fight in Green with Evil.
Maybe not the Terminator fight, but when it just comes down to red and green, right before Jason destroys the sword, that's probably my favorite fight scene.
Split Morphies? They each get a half, and they have to put it together double dragon style to...
to fend off a temple guard?
Yep.
Yep, I'm down with that.
Because, like, that one is a really good one, especially because in the Japanese show, they're brothers.
Right.
So, like, they have matching styles. They can't really, you know, get one up on each other. But the Terminator fight, man.
They're shutting us down.
Well, that's our theme music. So, all right. Favorite friendship.
My favorite friendship is Bulk and Skull.
Mine too.
Yeah. Like... Jason and Zach are best friends. And then, like, Billy gets involved. They all have dude time, whatever. That's fine.
Dude time is the worst fight. Morphing for worst fight scene goes to dude time.
Right. I agree with that.
Just sexy pillow fights.
And then we're told that Trini and Kim are best friends, but the, like, in that same episode, when they're hanging out, they just go to bed.
They yes. There is staggeringly small amount of evidence that they're best friends.
Right.
But I still believe it. I just don't think that... I don't want to say they didn't get along as well off screen, but, like, you can definitely tell that, like, Walter Jones and
they stopped filming and Trini and Kimberly... That's not their real names, but...
Tweetrang and Amy Jo Johnson
just went their separate ways after filming.
They just, like, they just shot for 14 hours. They were tired. Like, they had to, you know, like, they had to do it again the next day. Every day forever. So, like, I mean, maybe... I don't know how it went. Maybe they all did hang out, and it was just more subdued on screen.
Maybe.
That said, Paul Schreier... Schreier. I'm never going to get that right. How long have we been doing this?
I don't know. I've never heard it said. I just say Schreier because that's how I read it.
Paul Schreier and Jason Narvi are still best friends to this day.
Today, yeah.
So that has to take it on principle alone.
Definitely. Honorable mention to Mr. Kaplan and Miss Appleby.
Yes. There might be something else going on there. This is kind of a weird one, but I like it. Best storytelling.
Green with Evil, in my totally unbiased opinion.
I will give that the Morphe, because over five episodes, they told a better story than they have.
Honorable mention is Island of Illusion, right?
I will cut you into pieces.
I can't even imagine a better story other than Green with Evil.
My honorable mention has to go to Foul Play in the Sky, though. Because
you'll need to elaborate our listeners' sake.
Of course. That's the one where Rita poisons Uncle Steve's soda and makes him fall asleep at the wheel of a plane. Because her plan that week is to literally murder Kimberly in a plane crash. And I think over the course of one episode, like...
That's probably the most solid single
just
episode.
Just from start to finish, there, like the storytelling across the board is just really, really solid because it gives a reason for Kimberly to not be there. There's a lot of funny stuff going on. Kimberly has to land a plane by herself. There's a lot of good drama.
Like they sneak Bulk and Skull into the plane. Like they write them in a weird way, which adds drama to Kimberly like
now talking
to Zordon and Alpha.
Right. It's a good thing they fainted.
Yeah.
Which was convenient, but didn't feel like a cheat to
right.
me. And then as soon as she lands, she teleports away and shoots a dude in the head with her bow and arrow. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But I think Green with Evil.
That's a solid honorable mention.
With the exception of pretty much everything in Zio and the overarching story in space. Which
in
we
space
can't
is
talk
the
about.
Best storyteller.
Yeah, which we can't. This is only for season one, so we can't, you know,
but
do anything with that. With the exception of those, I don't think there's a better story in Power Rangers than Green with Evil. I just don't. So that has to be the Morphe goes to Green with Evil parts 1 through 5. All right, this one favorite monster destruction.
They're all the same, right? Like.
Yeah.
They all die the same way.
But getting there, I feel like, is different sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of the times it's similar.
I can't, none of them really stand out to me. I keep coming back to Sockadillo in my head because he turns into an idiot and then dies.
Yeah, the only one that's noticeably different in my head is the rock star who gets killed by Jeremy. Which is
I don't remember how Cyclopsis died, but his destruction was probably real cool.
Cyclopsis died from Ultra Zord.
And he just blew up, right?
Yeah. I think the first I don't know what the first Ultra Zord was.
I don't know. I've never liked Ultra Zord kills. Power Blaster ones are cool, but the only one I remember is Terrible.
Terrible.
And that episode was bad, so it kind of killed the...
Right.
The destruction. Power Cannon, I guess, because the Power Blasters are their little guns.
I call those Dino Blasters, but that's probably wrong.
I don't think they know Blade what they're Blasters? Called.
Dino Daggers?
I think they've called them Blade Blasters, Power Blasters, and Dino Blasters.
Tony Oliver, there's that please one, email us.
There's the one fight, I don't remember who it's against, but Megazord's down, and he's getting like stomped on, and he calls the Megazord, and it knocks the monster off of him.
Oh, yeah, that was in...
Wish I could remember who that was.
That was... It was kind of later. It was a Zack episode. It wasn't Oysterizer, was it?
No, I don't think it was that late.
I just remembered what my favorite one is.
Okay.
It's the Itsy Bitsy Spider getting drilled through the guts.
Yeah.
That was Dragon Megazord. Mega Dragon Zord?
Does he have the hoodie on, or is he a Megazord with legs?
Dragon Zord with legs and arms.
That's Mega Dragon Zord.
Mega Dragon Zord.
Not Megan Dragazord. Mega Dragon.
That's what I said.
I heard Megan in there. That was just me.
I say Megan Man instead of Mega Man a lot on purpose, and maybe that just slipped out.
I went to grade school with a girl named Megan, and now I just picture her
in
Mega Man armor. We weren't even friends. This is just the only Megan I've ever known.
One of my cousins is named Megan. I literally can't picture her in Mega Man armor, though. Megan Man was a bad fanfic of Mega Man that Nerdy Show read.
I have to check that out. Bad fanfics are kind of a guilty pleasure of mine.
They have a podcast called Fanfiction Friday where they just, like, they read bad fanfiction verbatim.
Check that out.
I haven't listened to it, but I've heard the older ones before it became like its own podcast where they would do a crossover with another podcast and they would read the worst fan fiction ever, which is called, I want to say My Immortal.
That's it? Fan fiction about the Evanescence song?
Kind of. It's fan fiction about Harry Potter where everyone turns goth and changes their names and it is terribly, terribly written. It is the actual worst thing on the planet.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I will find out what it's actually called, but I think it might be My Immortal. But yes, it's you can tell this person was listening to Evanescence nonstop. So favorite monster destruction, the Morphe goes to Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah, getting drilled in the boots.
Dragon Zord, stop messing around.
Just and then stabs just him.
Drilling through the chest. I should have been deleting these as I went, because now I don't remember.
If you say one, I'll probably remember what it is, we did it.
All right, we just took a short break. Josh got some Nog.
Nog it over.
We're ready to continue with the Morphes with the best or worst Zordan moment.
My favorite one, it might not be the best or the worst, is the one when Tommy's trapped in a net, and he's like, don't worry about him, he's fine.
I believe what he says is, he knows what to do.
Right, he'll figure it out.
Mine, we'll decide between the two, which one gets the Morphe. Mine is, your Zords don't work, there's a monster rampaging in the city, better just let it kill everybody.
That's probably the...
Don't even bother stopping it.
That's probably the best evidence of Zordan.
Yeah.
So I'll vote for that one.
Okay.
I'll vote in favor
Honorable mention to Tommy's trapped in a net. He'll figure it out.
He wouldn't even send one of them to help him.
He didn't even teleport him out of a regular net. Monster with the strangest gimmick.
Pumpkin wrapper. Or Let me think about it. Pumpkin Rapper's gimmick is, like, the idea of his gimmick, is not gimmick, really weird.
Maybe gimmick might not be the best way for strangest monster.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Rapper's still on that list. Still on the short list of strangest monster. Up there with two-headed parrot monster, which is his actual name.
Eye Guy?
Eye Guy is very strange. The gnome, Gnasty Gnome, who is a...
Tickle Sneezer?
Tickle Sneezer is real weird. This is a category with a lot of options.
Yeah.
Because it could basically be every Power Rangers monster. Politicorn was kind of weird on paper as far as gimmick goes.
Yeah.
Though Politicorn is pretty baller.
He's pretty cool. So is Gnasty Knight. He's also very cool.
Okay, so... I think Tickle Sneezer's got to take...
Tickle Sneezer is probably the strangest monster.
Okay, here's what we'll do.
Because he's not evil.
No.
He's just naive.
No, so, okay. Here's what we'll do to decide for real. Okay. Of the ones we've said, just explain it in one sentence without using his name. Just you do one, I'll do one, you do one, I'll do one, and then we'll decide from those.
I don't know how to do that.
All right, I'll start. A toy come to life that has a mania for putting things in bottles. He's a hoarder. A hoarder who was a toy.
Right.
That now can't stop putting people and things in bottles.
A pumpkin with a body grown in Rita's personal evil pumpkin patch who can only speak in poor rhymes.
1,000 eyeballs mating each other with the ability to trap smart children on a NASA gyroscope to drain their power, which in this case is their smarts.
A pig's head in a gladiator helmet that wants to eat everything but can't handle spicy food.
It's gotta be Pudgy Pig.
It's gotta be Pudgy Pig.
Morphe goes to Pudgy Pig. Yeah. Why does he have a Spartan helmet?
Why is he just a head with arms and legs?
Why are his arms in his mouth?
His arms in his mouth. He's such a stupid monster.
He's so dumb.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite one.
Here's one. We're closing in. Closing in on the end here, which is good.
Yeah.
Best filler.
Like filler episode or episode filler? Like filler footage?
Either.
Because, like, isn't every episode that's not a two-parter or more just kind of a filler?
In a way, even one of the two-parters is 1,000,000% a filler.
That's the worst filler, though.
Yes. This is best, right? So, yeah. whatever constitutes filler, in any regard. Episode,
just something,
piece of footage.
Something happening that doesn't really pertain to the story
in
any given way. I don't know.
I'm going to say Island of Illusion, specifically that one shot of a Komodo dragon to really sell the danger of the island.
That's not filler, though. That's...
Oh, you're right. That did have
world
a
building, right?
Just
like... Because, like, if we're going on stuff like that, Bulk's name being misspelt on his desk. But that's character development.
That is character development. I don't know. There's got to be some episodes that have no point.
Terrible.
Yeah. That was real early, too. They started filling.
That's not good filler, though.
And it was to get the power.
And they
weapons
introduced
over.
The weapons. Yeah. Sorry, that's not it.
All right, hold on. Let me
I don't know. That's a weird. That's a hard category.
Yeah, that was from Neo Mega Ryu Mark II.
Totally.
On Reddit, that's a tricky category. I'm gonna look at the list of episodes real quick, see if I can't think of anything. The whole Goten episode, Lions and Blizzards. That whole thing had no purpose.
Yeah.
I think that has, because it was right after, it was ZU2, it nothing progressed. Zach had a date with Angela. It ended poorly.
So, he was right back to where he was.
Tommy wasn't even mentioned in it at all.
I'll vote for that.
All right. So best filler goes to
Gotan.
Lions and Blizzards, which is the name of the episode. They just made the monster out of a thing. And even though every other time before and afterwards it just came back, this one time it was destroyed because somebody sold it on eBay or something. eBay wasn't around in 1994. They sold it at a flea market.
At a garage sale? How did they get rid of stuff?
Flea markets, or they just left it somewhere. You take this. This is yours now. Okay. This one's going to be hard. Best line. Yeah.
Just single line?
Yeah. I have two. One might be a cop-out. Here's my first one.
Yeah, do yours. Okay. I don't have any. Because I just can't pull them up.
My first one is just because I love it so much. It's when all the evil rangers are on the roof and Red Ranger just looks down at the people below him and goes, "No mercy," and then starts shooting them. Or, and this one might be a cop-out, it's Morphin time.
That's a little bit of a cop-out.
But when, yes. That's
a catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and said
it's also a line.
It said, like, pretty much every episode. I think literally every episode.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, when I first started rewatching Power Rangers a year or two ago when I got the DVD set, the first time they morphed, I got literal chills because I hadn't heard anyone say it's morphin' time and mean it in 10 years. So, like, on that alone, I'm willing to push past it being a cop-out.
But I mean, if we're counting it, and I think I'm fine with that, that's obviously the best line, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'll go with that. I'll try to think of some other thing, because I know Evil Tommy says some really cheesy stuff that I love.
Yeah.
Especially when he's, like, down talking Kimberly. I just can't specifically think of what the lines are.
Oh, I don't remember what he says, but I remember what Kimberly says back, which is, "Well, excuse me for living."
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one. I also like in the Fins and Needles episode when Jason and Tommy are fighting each other. Tommy quits the karate class. He quits teaching.
Yep.
And they're like, "Oh, why'd you quit?" And Jason goes, "Because he's a quitter. That's what quitters do. They quit." It is the most Jason thing. So what do you think?
I have to give it to It's Morphin' Time, yeah, I think.
We're going to give it to It's Morphin' Time. Sorry if that's not the answer you were looking for.
Right.
Now we are in the final three. One of them might be a little tricky for you to pull up, but I think it'll be fine. The other two are pretty obvious what the Morphies are going to be. But before we get to them, if you have your own answers to any of these questions, any of these categories, what you think they would be, send them in. Email us. Tweet us. Contact us in another way, which I think is exclusively Facebook. No, on the Tumblr, I think I have asks open. I'm not sure. But just send us something. Just what your categories would be. Audience participation. Yeah. Okay. The third to last one, sort of, because the last ones are two-parters.
Right.
Best Rita, you stupid moment. I think I know what it is in a walk.
Yeah, probably.
And it's the first instance of me saying Rita, you stupid.
Yeah.
And that is creating Tommy, which ends up being the worst nightmare of every villain forever. Literally to this day.
Right? Because here's what she did. She was like, "Look at that wholesome young teenager who has all the qualities of a Power Ranger. I'll brainwash him. That'll work.
Always work.
And I'll make him my Ranger. I'll give him Ranger powers so that when he inevitably overcomes my spell because he's so strong-willed.
Yeah, he's a good person, and he breaks through it.
Like, she could have, she should have picked up Punk, because, like, there's punks that know karate.
Yeah, man. Like, Biff probably so that was even, taught by a punk.
Yeah, even without the spell, he would still be like, no, I'm going to be a Power Ranger.
Right.
But instead, she picked Tommy.
Who,
and now every villain forever has to rue that decision.
Like, literally, to this day, it hasn't aired yet, but the finale, there's like three episodes of Super Mega Force about Tommy and his different powers.
Yeah.
Just ruining the bad guy's plans, because that's what he does.
The way to go, Rita. You stupid.
You stupid.
There's a lot more, like, escalating a battle when she's winning. But I can't think of specific monster.
Very recently, the right between episode 59 and 60 going, no more seafood monsters, and then the next episode having a seafood monster. That's stupid.
You know what worked? Pudgy pig. Let's try that again.
Let's try it again. This time we'll make it a real pig. And we'll
out of a good, regular pig.
Who just wants to fall in love. And we'll disguise a putty as an old Walmart shopper.
Or a creepy jewelry salesman.
It's a great, yes, a hobo selling stolen jewelry.
That's a Zach, you stupid moment, because he fell for that.
Yeah, he was even like, he didn't steal this. And the hobo on the side of the street is like, no.
Well, he wasn't lying. He didn't steal it. It was just evil.
They were just evil. Yeah, but that's a red flag. Hobo selling. Oh, anytime anyone does this with their coat and has jewelry in it, don't trust that person. They're not a good person. Okay, finally, the last two. Best monster.
Best monster. Best or monster. Favorite monster.
Let's do one of each.
Okay.
Favorite monster for me is Pumpkin Wrapper.
Favorite monster for me is Pudgy Pig.
Okay.
Because he's so darn goofy, I can't stand it.
Split Morphe. Even though Pumpkin Wrapper didn't do anything that I remember him doing, that's probably from later episodes, like the Monster Mash episode.
Yeah, he definitely comes back.
But I just love this dumb guy who can't rap, but is a rapper.
But he's gonna anyway.
It's like if Big Sean became a monster. Throwing shade at Big Sean. It's not my fault you're the worst. Yeah, and then Pudgy Pig is so dumb and so goofy that it just is, it's iconic. It's iconically dumb, and I love that. So we'll say Split Morphe on that one, because it's favorite. Best monster.
Does Goldar count?
I would not say Goldar.
No?
Because he runs away
at
every chance he gets.
That's true. But anyone who didn't run away died.
Right, so maybe...
I mean, Nasty Knight was pretty good.
If it wasn't for Zach pulling a solution out of his bottom, then they would have died to that. I think...
Madam Woe did some cool stuff.
The problem is...
Madam Woe is pretty cool.
Madam Woe is pretty cool.
She's still not my favorite. I almost said she might be my favorite, but she's not. She's not my favorite over Pudgy Pig, she's close.
The problem with all the monsters is the Power Rangers killed them.
Yeah.
Every one of them, without fail. Except for
Tommy.
Tommy.
Who wasn't a monster.
No.
He doesn't really count.
So he doesn't count. But he was the most effective. Lokar, like, seems like an obvious one, but he was...
He didn't do anything. He just existed behind Cyclopsis.
And then he got old when he brought Frankenstein. Yeah. No, that was before. When he brought Frankenbones or whatever.
Just bones.
It was Frankenstein turned into a skeleton.
Right.
Turned into an Eldritch Abomination skeleton. King Sphinx is really cool, too.
Yeah, he is.
I think as far as...
I think King Sphinx might be the best monster.
I think because he's like... Because
he's not too goofy or over the top. He's early on.
So he's like a real problem.
Yeah.
He has wings that can teleport you back.
He's got cool powers that make sense to what he is.
Yeah, and he doesn't have his own dimension. He doesn't, like, because I really hate that. As it went on, it seems like every other monster got a dimension. I do also really like the mantis, just because of how mean she was. Mantis was so mean, and it was awesome.
I still have to give it to King Sphinx.
I'm going to give it to King Sphinx. Yeah. So the Morphe for best monster goes to King Sphinx. Now, worst monster.
Pumpkin Wrapper.
I'm going to say Rockstar. At least Pumpkin Wrapper got killed by Power
Rangers. Power Rangers? Yeah, I'll accept that, I think.
Rockstar.
Rockstar is also dumb. He's a dumb monster.
I'm going to... Can we go back? Can we go back to Best Morphe?
Best Morphe?
Best Morphe for monsters. Best Monster Morphe.
Is that going to be a real meta category? What's the best Morphe?
Maybe in 10 years. It'll be the 10th seasonal one. Scorpina.
Also just runs away all the time.
No. Is dragged away all the time. All
right. Does she count, though?
I would...
Is this a Monster of the Week monster or an any monster?
If it's just Monster of the Week, then King Sphinx.
Okay.
If it's any monster...
If it's a henchman...
Yeah, then...
It's Scorpina.
Then it has to go to Scorpina, because there are times where she is visibly upset. Because there were times when she was winning and got pulled away.
And Rita was like, hey, leave. And she was like, what?
Why? She called Jason chum. She's super totally in love with Goldar. Which is kind of a WWE thing. Like, if you have friends or are in love or think or remember things, you're the bad guy. Didn't mean to make you sad about wrestling. So, okay. So the Morphe stays on King Sphinx, but best henchman.
Right.
The Morphe for bench.
Honorablest mention goes to Scorpina.
Goes to Scorpina. Also, she's super cute and then turns into a hideous scorpion monster. It's perfect.
Yeah.
She's
the only one that's different when she grows.
Yeah.
That is a gimmick they should explore more often.
That's real cool. That
means that she has a giant mode. She's not just a giant her.
Maybe that's why I love her so much. She's got modes.
She's like a weird fish monster with a lobster claw and a scorpion tail.
She's a scorpion. But like...
But like a weird fish monster with a lobster claw? Because it's not quite a scorpion claw.
Maybe I just remember it wrong. I don't know. No. Anyway, worst monster. I'm going to say Rockstar because he gets killed by someone's cousin on accident.
Yeah, he's real stupid.
He's real bad.
Pumpkin Wrapper also did nothing.
Honorable mention goes to Pumpkin Wrapper for getting killed like a punk and doing nothing. The only thing he really gave us was that really goofy scene of them trying to get pumpkins off each other's heads, which did nothing but distract him for a second. Didn't even, like, brainwash him. It just made him be goofy for a minute.
They supposedly couldn't breathe, I guess.
Was that the thing?
I think that was the thing.
I thought it was supposed to brainwash
him. But they're in their morph helmets that they're like spacesuits, right? Why are you a meerkat?
I don't know. Okay.
All right, so what was this other category?
This final...
That you didn't think...
Oh, that was Rita, you stupid. That I didn't think would work.
They understood the question?
Oh, no, we got one more.
Oh, we do? I thought... Oh, you said it was a two-parter, so I thought that was the
two-parter. The next two are two-parters. It's a best worst and a best worst.
Oh, okay.
So we've done monsters. And this is actually a three-parter now that we've added favorites. Favorite episode. This is obviously going to be a split Morphe because neither of our opinions is more valid than the other.
Favorite single episode is probably Jason's battle.
Green with Evil Part 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's Switching Places. Because it's the one that I've latched onto.
Like
crazy. And it's got a lot of really great character moments. And it's the first time it really... Like, really showcases the acting ability of Kimberly and Billy's actors, whose names escaped me for a second.
Avery Joe Johnson and David Yost.
Those are them. That's one each. So that's what my favorite is.
Okay.
So
I'm not changing mine. Mine's,
no, I know. Yeah. I know. These are opinion Morphes. They don't count.
Right, yeah.
But best episode.
That's what we just did.
No, we just did favorite.
Oh.
Do you still think best episode is Jason's battle?
I don't know. I know there are some where we were like, this was a really good episode, but I'll be darned if I know what any of those were.
I actually think it is probably Jason's battle or Eclipsing Megazord, which is part four.
Yeah.
Because pretty much up until the end of part four, actually a little bit into part five, it was the most dramatic stuff going on.
Right. And
by the time we got to part four, where they like barely saved Jason, and like Jason was going to get stabbed in the head a little bit before then. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I'm going to say Green with Evil is the best episode. Green with Evil, all of them.
I accept your terms.
Because, like, even Doomsday is not that good. Like, that's the finale. That's the one you think they put a lot into.
Yeah.
The first episode's good, but it's, like, campy and really cramped because they got to get a lot out. I can't tell you who the monster is in Switching Places. It's the genie.
Right.
It's the genie.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. The genie's dumb because they send him down to cloak him but find him immediately. So, like, the morph stuff is the cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the cool stuff in that one. But I think overall, from start to finish, it's got to be Green with Evil.
Yeah.
For best. And then finally, we should have ended on best, but we're ending on the opposite. Worst episode.
Island of Illusion Part 1.
Island of Illusion Part 1. In a walk. Nothing else even comes close to how terrible this was.
That episode made me mad while we were watching it.
It made me
because it went on for 4 hours.
It was a long episode. I don't know why it was so emotionally draining.
It was supposed to be a disguised clip show.
But they made new stuff for
it. They made new stuff for it that was bad.
Well, the second part was really the clip show. The first part just was so
long. It's a two-part episode. The first part is to set up a clip show.
What is that about?
And the first part is so long and stupid.
So long.
Billy just going, oh, it's this way, because, you know, I'm smart.
Zach going, he's a bad dancer, so I must be too.
No!
Everything about that episode.
That is the one where he gets the illusion spider on him, and he just goes, ah!
No, it's not an illusion spider. He sees a snake.
Is it a snake?
At the very end.
Okay.
And he goes,
ah! Just screams at it, because what else do you do when you're terrified?
I don't know.
So all right.
The Morphe for worst episode goes to Island of Illusion, part one specifically, but both of them know what they did.
Yeah.
And this concludes the first season of Morphe's. Next time...
Except for that weird category.
Oh, right. This concludes the Morphe's, because this next part...
Okay, right. This is the...
Did not understand the question. So here's what I posited to the world on Reddit. Not the best idea. We got two answers. One,
some Reddit communities are fine.
As far as internet wrestling community goes, Squared Circle's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of internet wrestling fans on there, but like for the most part, it's policed well.
Yeah.
Power Rangers is generally pretty good, too. This person just kind of didn't understand what the question was. I only got two answers. One was from, I keep forgetting his name because it's very involved, Neo Mega Ryu Mark II. And then he gave like five things. And they were good ones. Some of them were a lot trickier than I was hoping for.
Right.
But hey, that's on us. That's not on you. And
right.
The other one, don't remember who did it. I'm not going to say. It is, I was like, we're doing an award show. Give us any ideas for categories.
Sure.
For season one of Power Rangers. This person answered, you could do best worst season. Best and worst season. I think worst would have, there's some good discussions you could have there.
Well, that's true.
Technically correct. I made it a point to say season one.
Right. Maybe they just misread.
Read the whole question before you fill in your answer.
They read Power Rangers award show and they're like, oh, I got this. And then they didn't get that. But I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do dumb stuff all the time. Literally all the time. Yeah, I definitely do want to have that discussion. That might be like an after
Zordon era.
After the Zordon era,
yeah.
Like every Morphe will be like, where does this rank?
Yeah, rank the seasons. I think I know how. I think the first two are going to be hotly contended between the two people voting for them.
Yeah, we're going to have different lists. It's not going to be unanimous award. I know where the bottom is.
I am going to reserve judgment until we get there.
So, yeah, look forward to that in 5 years.
Well, like 3.5, because 40 episodes, so, I mean, we've been trucking pretty good. We've been doing pretty all right.
Still look forward to that in way down the road.
It's not
when you've forgotten that we've mentioned it just now.
So,
we'll forget, too.
Next year, we're going to be, or not next year, next season.
Next season.
We're going to be a lot more prepared.
You would think that, but I'm not going to guarantee anything.
I will be more prepared, and I will sit Josh down and force him to be at least a little prepared this time.
I will watch the episodes with this in mind now that this is a thing we're going to do.
Right.
Because this was just like, hey, we should do this for a bonus. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I don't remember anything. But if we're watching an episode and something cool happens, I'll write it down.
Good. Keep a note in your phone. Everything.
I'll get a notebook.
Get a little notebook. Okay, so this is the penultimate bonus episode. We'll probably have another tangent cast or two, because Lord knows we go on them a lot. We went on some today. But next week, this is going to be on Monday. Next Monday, we're going to be doing the unaired pilot, proper Morphin Grid style episode. And then after that, season two starts. The first week is a three-parter, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the week after next, you're getting new Power Rangers episodes, season two.
Oof.
It's going to be exciting, because it's Zed. I'm really hype about it.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys are enjoying the tangent casts, because they're real short little insights into how dumb we are.
It gives you an insight into who we are as people outside of Power Rangers. Also, we have a new podcast that we're working on. It's just going to be the Little Idiots podcast, which is two words together that I can't say all the time.
Idiots.
But that will be us talking about any and everything.
Yeah.
So check that out.
In the future.
2015, early 2015?
Oh, yeah. Definitely not until next year.
Yeah.
We got to do some episode banking. A lot of pre-pro goes into making a new podcast.
It was just an idea that I had at work. I was like, hey, Jake, do you want to record this? And he was like, yeah. If you're asking me to do a podcast, I have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I got to snatch this opportunity while I have it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is the website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and review, we would appreciate it probably forever. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deal, right? That's going to do it for us for today, for the first seasonal Morphe Awards. And until next time,
may the power protect you.
They found them, I guess.
Did they just fall off the planet?
No!